Today's daf is Erevin daf Ayin, and we are on Samach Tes Amabeis. We are in Parak Hadar, the sixth parak here in Masechet Erevin, and we are discussing a Ruve Chatzeros and the three strategies, the three ways to accomplish the ability to be able to carry within a Chatzer. Schirus and Bittol and Erev, those three. So the Mishnah said yesterday on daf Samach Tes Amabeis, relating to the numbers of people that are involved. Number of people, one person, two people, who's giving and who is receiving. So the Gemara is going through each and every line of the Mishnah, asking what exactly is the Chiddush that the Mishnah is telling us. So we'll start with a couple lines from the bottom on Samach Tes Amaveiz. We'll start by the two dots. Says the Gemara, Hayushnayim Osrin Ze Al Ze. Two people aser on each other. What is this talking about? This is the third line of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah had said that if you have two people left, so then they cause problems for each other. If you have two people, one can be mevatel rishus to the other one. If you have one person, you don't need anything. If you have a lot of people, they could all be mevatel rishus. They can make an eruv. But the Mishnah said, Hayushnayim osrin ze al ze, she'echad, no sein rishus v'notel rishus. Two people aser on each other because one person could give and take rishus, but two people could give rishus, but they cannot take rishus. Meaning if you end up having two people, then it's still a semi-public area, and that's still within the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan of the need to do something. The need for Eruv HaChatzeros, the need for Bittol, the need for something. So, that's what the Mishnah says. Hayushnayim Osrin Ze Al Ze, like Gemara says Pshita. We know that from earlier in the Mishnah. The Mishnah already said that you have to end up with having one person who halachically is in charge. So Pshita, Lo Tzricha, the Chiddush is, what's the case here? That the hadar chad minayu batel lechavrei. The case is you have 20 people in the yard, and they're all mevatel rishus to two people. Two people end up; they're all mevatel rishus to Reuven and Shimon. And then Shimon goes and is mevatel rishus to Reuven. Does that work? That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That does not work. Does not work. If they would have all been mevatel rishus at one time to one person, fine. But if all of them are mevatel rishus to two people, and then that one of those two people is mevatel rishus to the other one, so then we say it does not work. That's the case. Hader chad minayu batel lechavrei. Why? Ma'u detema lishtiri. You might say that works because it's a regular case of bittel, regular case of this is what's supposed to be. You end up having one person who all the other rishuyos are nullified to him. They've all been misalik themselves. No, the problem is, though, that it doesn't work. Kamash malon, what's the chiddush? Why doesn't it work? Tekivan deba idna debatil lohavi le sharyusa bahai chatzer. Bittel, if you remember, is a chiddush to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, even though you're not being acquiring anything, even though you're not really accomplishing anything, but still, it works. So he said there are limitations for when it works. Maybe it doesn't work mechatzer lechatzer. Maybe it doesn't work to go back and forth. So here's another requirement. It only works if it accomplishes something at the moment that it is done. If I do bittel and at that moment I don't accomplish anything, so then it doesn't take effect. There's no delayed bittel. So here, when everybody is mevatel to two different people, they didn't do anything yet. Because two people in a yard still is a problem on a rabbinic level, on a drabbana level. You're going to tell me a week later, even a couple hours later, when the Reuven decides, you know what, I want to be mevatel to Shimon? No, he can't do that. Because the original bitulim didn't work, and therefore they no longer exist. So that is the problem that the Gemara says. Because the original bitulim didn't have any effects, and therefore the entire bittel doesn't have any effect, even at the second stage. That's how Rashi explains it. If you look at four lines from the bottom, Aval Hacha, says Rashi, Kiva Deshar B'nei Chatzer Lavla. Rashi has two emphases that I want to point out. One of them is the one that I mentioned. There's another little emphasis here that we'll see what Rashi says. That being that he only has half the rights to be mevata what he received. Reuven and Shimon each received half the bittel rights, and he only has half the bittel rights. So forget about what time it is. He only is in control of half. But the ikr, the achronim say, is the first part. But let's read Rashi. Aval hacha kivan deshar b'nei chatzer lav lahai depashas l'chudei batli. Not to the only the one that's left, they were mevatel, elo litravayu, but to both of them. So ki hadar chare mevatel li'idach reshusa, when Shimon goes and is mevatel to Reuven, didei matzi livtule, reshusa dachni lechavri lo matzi livtule. He only has jurisdiction, so to speak, only over half of what was given to them. And then he adds the other point. At the moment that the original people were mevatel rishus, afilu hachi lohavi lahai mevatel shar yusa b'hai chatzir, it didn't work. The asriyah hadadi ishtakech the bitul the kamoi lohani. It comes out that the original bitulim didn't work, and therefore it's not going to work even later on. So again, Rashi has two emphases. Either this person only has half the jurisdiction and therefore it's not going to work, or the fact that bittul has to have an effect immediately. If it doesn't have an effect immediately, then it just disappears and it doesn't work. It cannot be held in abeyance. Good. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah is Meir, the other Rishonim here say it on the daf also. How close do you have to have the bitulim work? Let's say you have 25 people living in a chatzar. So they all even bevatel bevas achas tokde dibur. Let's say they're doing it to one person, not to two people. They're being mevatel to one person. So they all work then. But let's say it takes a little while for everybody to be mevatel to that one person. What's you're going to tell me that at the moment that the first people were mevatel didn't work? So the Mishnah Berurah says, based on the Rishonim here, that no, it doesn't mean bas achas. It doesn't mean the exact same, the exact tokde dibur. It means everybody with the intention that the bittul is going to work for this person. It takes some time. The problem in our case is that no, they all decided to be mevatel to two people. And then, at a later stage, even an hour later, oh, you know what? I'm going to change my mind. That's where it doesn't work. But in a case where the da'as is to be mevatel to one person, then it is okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, according to Beis Yosef, da'afilu lo bitlu ha'shnayim b'bas achas, ela b'zachar zeh, gam kein mahani. It's okay. Says the Shar HaTziyun, says in the end of Simon Shinpei, after Bishar Shebitel HaRishon, Adayin Lohutar, even though one the first, at the moment, if you stop time, after the first one is Bevatel, it doesn't work totally, Bishum Rishus Shel HaSheni Lonis Batel Adayin, the second one didn't work yet, Mikal Makom, La'achar Shebitel HaSheni, Gam Rishuso, Mo'ol Amafreya, Gam Bitel Shel Rishon. As long as it was within the same das, and they're all focusing on the bittul to one person, that is good enough. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, second to last line. She'echad nosein rishus. The next line of the Mishnah had said that one person could give rishus means mevatel rishus, ve'ein notlim rishus, right, and one person could take rishus and could be given the bittul rishus, but two people cannot. So again, what's that next line teaching me? Echanosi rishus asulamali. We already know that. Inosein tanina. Inotel tanina. We already know from earlier in the Mishnah that one person could give and take, could be mevatel and be mevutal too, but not two people. So Gemara says, seifet srichalei. The chiddush is the seifa. Shnayim nosnim rishus. The second line, that two people can be mevatel and cannot take. So hanami pshita. We already know that. Says the Gemara, Mao de Tema, you might have been Gozer, Ligzar Dilma, Asi Liftule Luhu, Kamash Malan. You might have been Gozer, that two people to one person is allowed, so then you might come to do one person to two people. Might be confusing in terms of the Bittul Kamash Malan. We don't make any Xeris. This is all an issue on a Drabana level. And everybody will realize that one person has to be in charge at the end of the day. If one person's in charge, then everything works out. Because then it's a private Rishus. And therefore, the Rabbanan Warren goes there in that case. But if it is two people that end up having jurisdiction, so then it is not allowed. Good. They notel rishus, and two people cannot be notel rishus. So lamali, again, what do I need that for? Each of these lines seems to be repetitive. I know it from the earlier part of the Mishnah. Lo tzricha, the chiddush is afal gav de amrile kini amanas lahaknos. The Chiddush is, even if the earlier one said to this first person, we're being mevatel to you, but with authority to then for you to be mevatel to the next person. That also doesn't work. You have to be mevatel to the ultimate person that's going to do it. Right, even though he's going to do it in the, even if they're giving Rishus, where Rashi says, you might have said, shlicha shavinu. You might be creating a shliach here, kamash malan. It's a chiddush why this doesn't work. We know there's a gemara elsewhere. You're allowed to make a shliach. Isn't this like a shliach? There seems to be a personal element that bittel, again, this is all a derabbanan mechanism that was created, bittel has to be personal. And from each person who's mevatel, because it's already on shaky ground, as we've said, what are you doing? What, you're living there, or you're removing yourself? But what does that mean, you're removing yourself? So it's already on shaky ground, so it has to be personal. You can't have a shliach do it. The Aruch HaShulchan even says here, nearly, it appears to him, even though there's no riot to this, he says, oh, nearly, da bitul tzarach lios dafka bifnehem. Not only does it have to be, can it not be, can you not make a shliach from one person to be mevatel for you, but who are you being mevatel to? Are you allowed to be mevatel to a shliach of the person who is going to end up owning, right, being in charge? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, no. The bishlama b'chala kinyanim, by regular kinyanim, yachol lezakos b'kinyanai de'acher, shalom b'fnayim. Regular kinyanim, fine. Zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav. But here, v'obakan, havi dvarim ba'alma. What are you doing? You're not being kona anything. You're not acquiring, right? You're not doing anything. We had earlier in the Masechta by an Erev Tchumen. Is that considered a type of kinyan or not? But here we're talking about Erev Chatzeros. So he says, "Rak shetiknu chachamim sheyoil v'harei lo tiknu rak b'fnehem." So says the Aruch HaShulchan, is not explicit, but I think that not only can you not make a shliach to be mevatel, you cannot have a shliach to accept the bittel. You have to have the person who is left in charge to do the bittel. So in this case, kini amanas lahaknos will not work. Kini amanas lahaknos is the sugya comes up in Nidarim and elsewhere, and that is similar to the Matana Amanas L'Hachzir sugya. You're giving something on condition that is going to be given to someone else. Just to mention one source related to that sugya, and in the Kenei Amanas L'Hachzir, Matana Amanas L'Hachzir, there's a beautiful ksos. The ksos in Siman Reish Mem Aleph Sivav. Where there in various discussions in Shas about Kenei Amanas L'Hachzir, Matana Amanas L'Hachzir, whether that's considered a kinyan or not. Sometimes you want it to be a kinyan, sometimes you don't want it to be a kinyan. Here, like in our circumstance, you don't really want it to be a kinyan, right? You'd rather it not stop in the middle. You want it to go to the ultimate person that you're being mevatel to, and the Gemara says, it doesn't work. It doesn't work, because it stops in the middle, boom, and therefore, it's not going to work, even on a Drabana level. But we have this on a Dharmaisa level. For example, the Gemara talks about this by Lulav, by Pidyon HaBen, by Kiddushin. Is the chazan allowed to give the kala a ring, matana manas lahachzir? Does that work? We know the chazan has to give the kala something. Is that called giving? Or by pidyon haben? Right, the minhag of many is to give the slime back, for the kohen to give the slime back. So usually that's not discussed beforehand, that is a matana manas lahachzir. But what if it was a matana manas lahachzir? I think we discussed in the past, there's a chuv of the Shelos Yaves, where Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that it should be given back. Why does it should be given back? Because the Kohanim are only Kohanim Muchzakim. They're not Kohanim Yuchasim. We don't know if they're a Kohen, so maybe it's a Mazmech Merle of Araya. So you should give it back. And then he says, right, he has an amazing tshuva, and then he says, I think even Lushitaso, in the first half of the tshuva, even Kohanim Bezmanazeh should do Pidyon HaBen, because who knows if they're really Kohanim? So therefore they should give it, so we don't do that, because Shechlol Hosi Laz, Al Kohanim, you can't, nobody knows who anybody is, we assume, so you know, they could keep it if they want to, but he's the only one that says they should give it back. The minhag is many times to give it back. But either way, that is relating to Pidyon HaBen. But what about relating to, and this is a big discussion in the Rishonim, Lulav, Dalin Minim, Matana Malas L'Achsir. Does that work? I give you a Matana, Al Minas, that is going to go back to me. So Chazal seemed to say that it works. The question is, what does that mean? What does it mean that Matana Malas L'Achsir is going to work? So that is an important discussion in the Rush. In the third parak in Sukkah, parak Lamed, says the Rush, Vitzarech sheyitneyu lo, what, just background, what's the issue? The first day has got to be mine. Ulekachtem lachem b'yom harishon. So, how, but if it's my lulav. So, Matana Malas L'Achsir works. So what does that mean? That I could give it to you, Al-Manas, that is going to come back to me. Or a chasin to a kala, if you say it's the same standard. Says the Rush, Vitzarach sheyitneyu lo b'matana gemura, Al-Manas sheyachsir. You have to give it back full matana, but with a condition. So is that called, the question is that called the person's in the middle? If I know I'm going to have to give it back, I don't control the destiny of this item. Is that enough mine for it to be considered mine b'shaito? Says the Rosh, you give it, the acher sheyatzabo tzarech lachzor v'letneilo b'matana b'shas chazara. Says the Rosh, you have to give it, amanaz, but then he has to be machne it back to you. Nothing happens automatically, says the Rosh. You have to be machne it back, and if you don't machne it back, you did not fulfill the condition, and memela, it wasn't yours during that time. Aval, says the Rosh, im amar lo yehe b'matana achetetze bo, v'achar kach yehe sheli kebatchila. What if you just give it with a time constraint? I'm giving this to you through the time that you are using this for your mitzvah. The second that you yose your mitzvah, it automatically reverts back to me, says the Rosh, that doesn't work. Says the Rosh, then it's not his. Lo yatsa, tahavi kamo sha'ul. That would be like lending it. That wouldn't be giving it. Matana mnas lahachzir, that works by lulav, says the Rosh, is only if I give it to you by matana gemura, and then you have to give it back to me. Not that it automatically becomes mine, it's yours. It's yours. There's an external condition that you have to give it back to me. That's what works. But if it's automatic, so then it's not considered the acceptors enough to be considered lachem. Teda, and says the Rosh, I'll prove it to you. The Gemara has such a problem with giving it to a katan on the first day. Right? The Gemara said, don't give it to a katan because he can take it, he can't give it back to you. What's the problem? Just give it back, give it to him, that it's automatically coming back to you. Why did the Gemara give that suggestion? It must be that that suggestion won't work. That's not what's called matana manas lahachzir. Matana manas lahachzir means that you give it kavu, it's his, with a condition that it has to be given back. So that is the shita of the Rosh, that's the shita of the Ritva. Says the Ksos, that was all background to the Ksos. Says the Ksos, I'm sorry, but that doesn't sound like what the words mean. Matana amanas lahachzir, to me, says the Ksos, sounds like it's automatic. And it is what is called a kinyan lizman. You're allowed to have a kinyan lizman. A kinyan doesn't have to be forever with a condition that you have to give it back. No, inherently it's lizman. Says the Ksos, Amnam lulei divrei harash v'haritva, yirulani es daiti, dematana maslahachzer hu kimashma o, ve'imbo tnai hakna'a. Ella, there's no external tanai, but it's built in. Shenasan lo b'matana esa esrog, ad sheyatzabo, v'hu matana gemura v'chaluta, ad hazman. And you're able to view something totally mine, even though the destiny of it is that it's not going to be mine in a couple of minutes. But at the time, it's totally mine. It's a kinyan lizman. The Rosh can't fathom that. A kinyan lizman? No. A kinyan is a kinyan, and you have to give it back. You have a condition to give it back, but it's not a kinyan lizman. Umashakaz of a rush to Avalei Shaul? No! I don't think it's called Shaul, and he brings Uriah from Babasra that it doesn't have to be that way. And the Rush says, all my life I was bothered, I'm against the Rush, but what can I do? I wish I found somebody who said like me. And then he says, Baruch Hashem, I found my chaver. Shalom matzasi li rav bazeh v'yachar chipus, matzasi rav kadmon kedvarenu eila, it's Rav Avigdor in the Tshuvas HaRush. The Tshuvas HaRush in Klal Lamed Hey, he uses this exact lashon. That's exactly what the Ksos wanted to say. Ein adam yotzei de chavaso b'yantav rishon b'lulav ashal chaveiro. Right, you can't use your friend's lulav. And he says, avagav diyovle beferish hanas shimusho taina netilaso latzeispo lo nafik be ademikni le kinias haguf l'sha'a l'chal hapachos. That's the language of Rav Avigdor. Right, you have to give it to him totally for this amount of time. That sounds like that. What the Rosh, the Ksos wants to say, that it's a kinyan that automatically reverts, but during the time, it's a kinyan lizman. And that he says, it's similar to a kinyan peros. Kinyan peros, right? If somebody, I sell you a tree, but I really keep the tree. I sell you the fruit of the tree. Whatever grows, you have the kinyan peros. So that's a full kinyan. Full kinyan, even though it's not total, it's not complete. So that's what the Ksos says. V'yalos libi shekavanasi kivanti ladas harav kadmon. He was very excited that he was mechaving to this Rabbeinu Avigdor. And there are big footnotes here in the Ksos, but that's the Ksos that's in Reish Mem Aleph that discusses the sugya of matana manas lahachzir, which is also sometimes known as kni amanas lahaknos. But here the chiddush of our Gemara is that ironically, even though it's only a derabbanon context, it's not going to work. It's not going to work because seems to be a personal element that you have to ultimately be mevatel to the one that is going to be in charge at the end. If you weren't, so then that's not called, if you aren't, at least, babas achas, that is not called a bittel. Good. Third line. So Abaya asks Rabba. We had this a couple of weeks ago. So Tosfos says that Abaya must not have heard the conversation. He must not have learned the must not have been in the base matters the day that discussed the earlier Masechta and Erevin. Top Tosfos, he didn't hear. So Abaya asks from Rabba the question that we have dealt with. Chamisha sheshruyin b'chatzar achas v'shachach echad mehem v'lo irev. Five people are sitting in a chatzar, living in a chatzar. One of them forgot. One of them did not take part in the erev. So one of them has to do bitul rishus. So kishehu mevatel rishuso tzorach levatel kol echad ve'echad olo. They have to be mevatel to each person or not. Right, there are 10 people that are in an Erev, so that's fine. So you have one person that has to be Mevatel Rishus. So who does he have to be Mevatel Rishus to? One person or everybody? Amar lei, tzarech levatel, l'kol echad ve'echad. Has to be Mevatel to each and every person. Again, reflecting this idea of the personal element of Bittel. Be Mevatel to each person, and that is what we hold. We hold you have to be Mevatel to each person. What happens if you have a different lashon? The tour discusses what happens if you use the lashon of kulchem. Do you have to be mevatel to each and every person? I'm mevatel rishus to you. I'm mevatel rishus to you. I'm mevatel rishus to you. Let's go around really. What if you just say kulchem? Is that good enough? All of you. So that's the rush. The rush says kulchem also works. Beginning of Simon Shinpei. We paskin that you have to do it to each and every one. The Gemara does not talk about this case. He says, "Echam ibnei achatzer sheshachach v'lo irev v'machirim oser aleihem matakanasam yivata lehem rishuso sheyomar rishusim uvutelas lachem o kinuya lachem vein tzorach lezakas v'kinyan sudar v'yachal levata alam yishetachshach." As we know, you can even do it on Shabbos bittel. V'imdar imdalet ohei tzorach levata lo kol echad ve'echad sheyomar rishusim uvutelas lacha v'lacha o yomar rishusim uvutelas lekulchem bichlal. You're allowed to say that too. The Rambam is not so clear. The Magen Mishnah just says, I'm not sure. The Rambam does not quote Kolchem. He just quotes L'kol Echad Ve'echad. Tzorach Levatel L'kol Echad Ve'echad Beferush. That's what he says. Umidivrei Rashi, says the Magen Mishnah, Shebeperek Pasin, in the Daf Chavav, Nirish Imhayu Kulan Omdim Ba'omar Rushusim V'telos L'kolchem Dai Bekach. V'lashan Rabbeinu Bazeh Tzorach Talmud. I'm not sure what the Rambam holds, and if you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions about this. Shulchan Aruch does not answer the question, because he's not sure. You know, he's Meshubit to the Rambam. Not sure. V'yesh Omrim, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'imdar im arbal chamisha tzorach levata l'kol echad v'echad, sheyomar rishusim uvutelas l'chol l'cha, v'yesh Omrim, shedai sheyomar rishusim uvutelas l'kolchem. It's the Yesh Omrim, because we're not sure exactly if the Rambam would agree to that. There is an interesting taz. Why wouldn't kolchem work? Now kolchem sounds good. Sounds like you're being mevatel rishus. So the taz says this at least in two places in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch right here discusses why wouldn't kolchem work? I'm sorry, do the first one. Lecha ulecha. Mashbo de ledeya zu lomani kolchem. Venera. Why wouldn't kolchem work? Venera hatam dematzinu rubo kakulo. We sometimes have the principle of rubo kakulo. You do rove, that's like everything. As long as you do rove. We have that by shechting rove of the simanim. We have that various places. Rubo kakulo. V'al karchach i'omar kulchem efshar dolonis kave rak ala rove. Maybe you only have rove in mind. Because you just say kulchem, so he means rove of them. That's not good enough. And that is why, in our case, kolchem would work. Because here you need. It's not a din that you need rove. You need all. And if you need all, then kolchem is not going to be good enough, according to this opinion. And then he quotes, you didn't think you'd get Yom Narayim in today's daf. This is why, in the Nusach HaTfilah, we say on Rosh Hashanah, Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo. What's the double? Well, kol ha'olam. Meloch al kol ha'olam. Or meloch al ha'olam kulo. What do you mean the double lashon of meloch akal ha'olam kulo bichlodecha? You don't say kol ha'aretz bikarecha. What the double lashon says the taz, so you don't say rubo kakulo. Because you might have said meloch Hashem, I hope you're molech on rove of the olam. No. We don't want to go to Shbarecha to be molech on rove of the olam. We want it to be molech on kol ha'olam kulo bichlodecha. Shalo nefareish al rubo. He says this also in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. But that's the taz right here in Hilchos Erev Chatzeros. Kolchem might not work, wouldn't work according to one day, because maybe you would think Rubo Kekula. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Esvei. So we have a Brisa now. This is a six-part Brisa. Six-part Brisa, and the Gemara is going to talk about each part. Really, it's three and three. There are three cases that Bittul works, and three cases that Bittul doesn't work. The first line of the Brisa is already the problem. We quote the whole Brisa, but the first line of the Brisa is already the problem, and that's why we quote it here. Because remember, what did we just say? Rabba holds, and that's what we hold. Rabba holds, you have to be mevatel to each and every person. So, Esvei, here we go. We're going to call it 1A, B, and C, and 2A, B, and C. Just to keep it clear, and we'll know which case the Gemara is talking about. So, Esvei, Echad Shalo Irev, No Sein Reshuso LeEchad SheIrev. If you have one person in the Chatzar that did not make an Erev, he's allowed to be Mevatel Reshus to someone who made an Erev. Let's say there are three people in the Chatzar, two people made an Erev. The person who did not take part in the Erev can be Mevatel Reshus to one of the other people. That's already the Kasha. Because what does the Brisa say? You can be mevatel to one of the other people, not both of the other people. You don't have to be mevatel to both of the other people. So that's already the kasha. But we quote the other five lines in the Brisa also. Remember, the first three cases work. The last three cases do not work. So, person who wasn't ma'arif can be mevatel reshus to someone who was ma'arif. Part two, 1B. Shnayim she'irvu nostin reshusan le'echad shalo irev. If you have three people in the chatzer, two of them made an eruv. So they're like one person now. So they can be mevatel reshus to the one person left. Also not a problem. Remember, the ultimate yesod of all these cases is one person in charge at the end is good. Two people in charge at the end, no good. Case three, 1C. Ushnayim shelo irvu. Two people who were not ma'arif, nosim reshusan l'shnayim she'irvu. Can be mevatel reshus to both people who are ma'arif, ola echad shelo irev. Because all of those cases, you end up only having one person in charge of the chatzer. But aval, now we get to part two. Aval 2a, lo echad she'irev, no same reshuso la echad shalo irev. One of the people who made an erev cannot be mevatel reshus to the person who did not make an erev. Why? Because what about the other guy who made the erev? He wasn't mevatel reshus. So he is not, right? If the person was mevatel reshus to the people who took part in the Erev, fine. But here, one of the people who made an Erev is mevatel reshus to the person who did not take part in the Erev, so that's no good, as we'll talk about more. The next, 2B, v'ein shnayim she'irvu, nostin reshusan l'shnayim shalo irvu. Two people who made an Erev cannot be mevatel reshus to two people who did not. Again, two people are left in charge. The Ein and the 2C, Vein Shnayim Shalo Irvu, Nosim Reshusim L'Shnayim Shalo Irvu. And even two people who did not take part in the Erev, can I be Mevatel Reshus two people who also didn't take part in the Erev? Semicolon, end of the Brisa. But again, the rule is the same in all the cases. You have to end it up with one person being in charge. So, back to the first case, K'tani Mihas. But what was the first case? 1A, Resha, Echad Shalo Irev, Nosim Reshuso, Le'echad She'irev. A person who did not take part in the Erev can be mevatel reshus to one of the people who did. So, heichidami, idaleka achrina bahadei. If there's nobody else in the yard besides these two people, bahadei man Erev. So, who did this guy make an Erev with? There has to be at least one other person in the chatzer. So, you have to say that there's at least three people in the chatzer. So, ela pshit, it's obvious, diik achrina bahadei. There must be somebody else here in the chatzer. Viktani lechat she'irev. And the Brisa says, you only have to be Mevatel Reshus to one, so it's a kash on Rabba. Rabba says, Bittul Reshus has to be done to each and every person in the Chatzer, and this Brisa is mashma to only one person. So if a Rabba, says the Gemara, the Rabba, hacham amayaskinon, so Rabba said, no, you know what our case is? Tahavevamis. There was a third guy, but he died. He died. So that's why, you really, if he was alive, you would have to be Mevatel Reshus to him. But because he died, so that's why he's not a problem. And the chiddush is that you don't, even though he died, you don't have to, at the time that Shabbos started, let's say, so there was an Erev between the person who died and the other person. So it was okay. And one person was going to be able to be Mevatel Reshus on Shabbos. Right? Mevatel Reshus on Shabbos. But now that the other person died, it is okay. Stop there for a minute. What's the case of the person who died? So Rashi says, as in a detail, which is totally not in the Gemara, but Rashi says it has to be this case. Rashi says, we must be talking about a case where they got together in the middle of the desert. It's not like they have a yard in a city where a yoresh would step into the shoes of the person who died, because then the person, you still have a person who you have to be mevatel rishus to. So Rashi says it has to be a case where a person who died doesn't have any yorshim in this area, in the middle of the desert. Says Rashi, "Val karchav to Rabba b'shayara shechansa b'bika v'kifu b'chatzer," and they all of a sudden made a chatzer. V'natu sham ish ahalo mukila to chimeis ain liyarshav sham klum, because the yarshim don't step in. The b'chatzer mamish ha'iga yarshin, and since they were yarshim, then that already gets into a shayla, which Bezron the Gemara is going to talk about a little bit later on today's daf. But that's Rashi. The ukipta has to be that it's in a case where the person who died is not yarshining anything to the yarshim. Tosfos doesn't know why Rashi has to force himself into such an ukimta. Tosfos says, maybe we're just talking about a case where the person died, but the yoresh did not come to live here. Where the person died. Tosfos says, va'ari, on the fourth line of Tosfos, kagon, first he keeps explaining for Rashi, that even for Rashi, you have to say that the problematic case would be where the person died, and the yoresh came to live there. Because if not, you don't need bittel. Like cases, he calls other places, a base of Tevin, a base of Bakar, which does not need bittel if you don't have any covenant to live there. But Tosfos ends up saying, you don't have to say that. You can just say that the person didn't come live there. The person didn't come there, so therefore it's not a problem. That's Tosfos. If you look in the Ritva says, I'll give you another example. A ger. That's the case. A ger. That's what we're talking about. The person who died was a ger, so therefore there are no yarshim, and therefore there's nothing to be koneh from a Rishus of a ger. Whenever you talk about kinyanim of a ger, it's always a fascinating discussion because, as I said, it becomes hefker. There is just to quote one ha'ara, which in the context of kinyanim of a ger, which really opens up a very important, huge topic in the world of kinyanim in general. There's two Rambams. Two Rambams which the Ravid does not like. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Mechira, in Perek Tezvav, Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam says, how do you buy land? How do you buy land? It's a mission in Kiddushin. How do you buy land? Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka. Three ways. I could pay for it. I could give a Shtar, get the deed. Or Chazaka. What's Chazaka? That's the most unclear one. How do you buy land through Chazaka? So you got to do something to the land. Got to do something. You got to put up a fence on the land. You have to start digging in the land. That's Kizah b'Chazaka. Machar lo bayis osadeh. O nasan osan b'matana. Kivan shenaal. Let's say I put up a locked gate. O gadar, o paratz kol shehu. V'ushe yol b'maisav arezekana. Right, if you, what's called a kinyan b'gufa karka, a chazaka b'gufa karka. That's what the Rambam seems to say. Go a couple of halakas later. Haisa hakarka tzachiach sela. What if it's a very hard ground? It's all rock. She'ein balo gedebra v'lo pritza. Ve'ena bazria. You can't plant anything there. It's all rock. So what are you supposed to do? So says the Rambam, Hare hachazaka shekone osaba shtichas peros. Right? You could spread out your fruit on the ground. Oh, ha'amadas v'abehema sham. V'chayotze bazeh mishar tashmish. The Rambam says, if you don't have any choice, putting your fruit out there to dry, letting your animals graze there, that's good enough of a kinyan chazaka. Says the Ravid, I'm sorry, that's not a kinyan, you have to do something, but go for karka. You have to put up a fence or something. He says, ha'mil salom ha'chavra, t'hai chazaka achilas peresi, v'achilas peres lo mahanya. Ela kenegetayna v'chulu. He says, I don't understand, that doesn't work. That's the Ravid. The Ravid doesn't think that kinyan peres would work. If you look in the Rambam, a couple of prakim later, in the next area of halacha, in Hilchas Zechiyu Matana, Perek Sheni, the Rambam says, if a ger dies, and you want to be kona it from hefker, you have to do a maisa begufa karka. You can't just spread out your fruit there, or let your animals graze there. And the question that the Achronim ask is, but one second, in Hilchas Mechira, the Rambam says that to be do a kinyan chazaka, all you have to do, if you don't have a choice, is to spread out your fruit. And all of a sudden here, the Rambam says, when you're being koneh something from a ger, that a ger died, and you're being koneh that stuff, you can't, now let it put do shtichas peiros. And the Ravid says, look what I wrote in Hilchas Mechira. Ah, say the Achronim, beautiful. Kinyanim are relative. Kinyanim are relative, meaning what? There's one root idea for all kinyanim. Two words, horaz bailus. A reflection of ownership. All kinyanim are about a reflection of ownership. So what is a reflection of ownership? That's why certain kinyanim work in Rishus HaYachid and not in Rishus HaRabim.
right? Kinyan hagba works everywhere. Why? Because if you lift something up, so then that shows that you're the owner. And that itself, that reflection, is what gives it to you. That's the kinyan. That's the amazing concept of kinyanim. But let's say mashicha, if I pull an animal, in your rishus, in the machna's rishus, that's not good enough. Because it could be that I'm pulling your animal. Only if I pull, even in rishus harabim it might work. It has to be in a semi-private rishus. Because all kinyanim, they're not objective actions. No, they're objective actions along with what the situation is, where you are, how you are. So the beautiful explanation of the Rambam is that to be kona something from a ger is much harder on the one hand, ironically, because there's nobody giving it to you. If there's somebody giving it to you, and then you do something without his screaming at you, that's a reflection of a Ras Bailus. That shows that it's yours, because it was his, and now he's not saying a word, he's not complaining. But by a ger, it's hefker. So nobody's being makna it to you. So that's why you got to do something stronger in order to get it, to show that it's yours. And that's why shtichas peres wouldn't work. It's similar to, let's say, a katan. Even a katan can't be kona anything, can he? Some Bali Tosfos say a katan can be kona something as long as what's called das acheres makne. If you're being makne it to the katan, meaning if a katan picks something up from the street that's hefker, they cannot own it on a daraisa level. Mi daraisa, I could go and grab it from them. Mi darabanan, I shouldn't, because it's gezel darabanan. But mi daraisa, I can't. But if I give something to a katan, if I push it into his rishus, then they can be konet. Das acheres makne. So you see, there's differences in terms of picking something up without anybody on the other side or not. So that's just one example of kinyonim, of nichse hager. You might need more than you need from elsewhere. So here too, this is what the discussion of Rashi and Tosfos is about when a person dies. Rashi doesn't say ger. Interesting why he doesn't say that. But the Ritva here has the suggestion that what they don't have to come up, we're talking about in a midbar, they're both ukimtis that the Gemara doesn't say, but Rashi might want to say, I'd rather say it's about a Jew and in a strange place than to say it's in a regular place and we're talking about a ger. Either way, the details are left out. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the case Rabba says is, you're right, the Brisa says you only have to give it to one person, but that's because the person died. E da have a miss. If the person died, Amos Sefer, what about the next part of the Braisa? Aval ein echad she'irev, no se reshuso le'echad shelo irev. But one person of the people who were ma'ariv cannot give it to somebody who was not ma'ariv. Why? Because you have another person there that made an irev that wasn't mevatel. V'id ha'ave v'mis. But if the other guy died, amaylo, why shouldn't it work? Ela pshita de'isa. It must be that in that case of the Sefer, he didn't die. He is there. Umi de Sefer Isa, Resha Nami Isa. And if he's there in the Sefer, isn't he there in the Resha? So Gemara says, no. Mi di Arya, is that a proof? Hakadisa. No Raya, maybe in the Resha he died. And in the Sefer, he's alive. Teda, and I'll prove it to you. Now Rabba goes on the offensive. I'll prove it to you. The Aftimim Mivatel to each and every person. Why? Diktani Sefer de Resha. Look at the next part of the Resha. Vishnayim shelo irvu, right? This is a case of 1C, right? The third case of the, that works. Ushnayim shelo irvu. Nosten reshusan lishnayim sheirvu. Two people who didn't take part in the Erev are mevata reshus to two people who made an Erev. Lishnayim in lechalo. So you see to both of them. So Rabba says, that's a riot to me. Va'abaya, how would Abaya answer? Abaya, who says that you don't have to be mevatel to each person? My lebeis, le'echad mi beis. It means one of the two people. It doesn't mean to both people. Okay. Says the Gemara Yahachi, listen, le'echad she'irev or le'echad shelo irev. So why aren't you more explicit, Abaya? Doesn't sound that way. Kasha, okay, so we don't answer that question. Not such a strong question, but that is the question. Period. Okay, so now we answer the question of Rabba. Now we're just going to analyze each case of the Braisa and say what the Chiddush is of each case of the Braisa. Now we're going to start again from the beginning. The case 1A again. Echad shalo irev nosim reshuso le'echad she'irev. According to the first case, a person who did not take part of the Erev could be mevatel reshus to one of the people who made an Erev. And La'abaya, just explaining, D'i. So according to Abaya, the other person is alive. V'kamash malan de'ein sarach levatel reshus l'kol echad v'echad. And the chiddush is, you don't have to be mevatel to each person. U'l'rabba, l'rabba da'havei v'mis. V'lo gozer zimnin de'i. So the chiddush of the, according to Rabba, is that the person died. And don't worry about, you're not being gozer in a case where the person would be alive. Okay, case 1A. Next case, 1b. Ushnayim she'irvu. Two people who made an Erev. Notzim reshusan la'echad shalo Erev. Two people who made the Erev. Kibim avat reshus to the one person that's left. Remember, one person ends up being in charge. Pshita. Again, isn't that obvious? The same yesod is mentioned five times in the Brisa. So, ma'u detema, you might have said, kivan delo Erev liknesei. You might say, since so two people made an Erev, and they're being mevata reshus to the one person who didn't take part. You know, maybe the Rabbanu were kones. No, we have a takana called Erev Chatzeros. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very happy about the takana. The Basko went out with Shlomo HaMelech. So maybe we should say that the person who didn't take part in the Erev can't be in charge. Kamash Valeni can't be in charge. We don't have such a fine. Third case. The Echad, right, 1C. Ushnayim shalo irvu. Nostem reshusan l'shnayim she'irvu. Two people who were not ma'ariv can be mevada reshus to the two people to that are there she'irvu. So la rabba tana seva l'gluya resha. According to Rabba, this, remember Rabba brought this line as a riot to him. This line proves that I'm right, says Rabba. And this line proves that the earlier case must be the guy died. That's Rabba. That's why, that's the chiddush of this line of 1C is to teach me that in 1A, the person died. Li Abaya, remember Abaya had the trouble with this line, because Abaya holds you only have to be mevatel to one person. The chiddush is that the two people doing bittel here are people who did not take part in the Erev. You might say, make a gzera, that two people who didn't take part in the Erev are being mevatel, two people who did take part in the Erev. You might say they might do the opposite direction as well, which is not good, because then you're left with two people who were not ma'arev. Kamash Malan, you don't make such a gzeira. Okay, that is all cases that work. All cases that work. So now, actually, we have one more line, because the third case, 1C, also had the following line. Ola echad shalo irev, lamali. They could also be vatal to one person who didn't make an erev, lamali. What's the chiddush? So ma'o detema hani mili hecha. Didn't mix us in irevu, mix us in lo irevu. You might think, at least it only works where you have some yes, some not. Aval hecha de kul on lo irevu. You might say where nobody made the erev. Liknesinu kadesh lo deshakek toras erev. If there was no Erev done in this whole chatzar, you might be find them cause shlotishtaka, kamash malan, even if they did not make the Erev, nobody made the Erev, it is okay. Period. Those are all cases, part one of the Brisa, that work. Now, part two of the Brisa. Aval ein echad she'irev, nosim reshusol echad shalo irev. A person who was ma'arev cannot give reshus to one of the people who did not make an Erev. Why? Because you're going to end up with two people who didn't make an Erev. That's why it's no good. La Abaya, Tana Sefer, Gli Resha. Abaya says, look, you see, he's alive here. So that's how it must be. And the Resha, he's also alive. So Abaya says, that's the Chiddush of this line, that he didn't die. La Rabba, and like Rabba said before, I did. Tana Resha, Tana Nami Sefer. Really, he did die in the Resha, and he didn't die in the Sefer. But we just wanted a parallel case, so that's why we have this case here. Good. 2B, the second part of the Sefer. The Ein Shnayim She'irvu. Nosnim reshusan lishnayim shalo irvu. Again, because you're ending up with two people who didn't make an Erev. Hasu lamali, what's the chiddush? Lo tzricha debatilei chad minayu lechavrei. No, the point is, even if one of the people who made the Erev was mevata reshus to the other person who made the Erev. Ma'u detema lishrilei, you might say, well, then it's going to work because, you know, one person is acting on behalf of the other one, kamash malan, as we started off today's daf. Kiva de be'idna de batil lo havi lehishar yusa b'ha chatzer. Lo, since when the bittel took place, it didn't work yet, because there were still two people who weren't ma'ariv yet. So that's why it never works. Like we said before, bittel has to work in its time. Last line of the Brisa. Ve'ein shnayim shalo irvu, notzim reshus l'shnayim shalo irvu. Two people who are ma'ariv cannot give reshus to two people who are ma'ariv either. Hasu lamali, we've had that all before. Two people ending up without an Erev. So maybe that's even if one of them says, you know, do this and then, you know, act for me. So it'll end up being only one person, still that doesn't work. As we said, up top, Kniya Manas Lahaknos does not work. Okay. End of that section. Remember, that whole Brisa was brought only because of the first line. And what do we hold halacha l'maisa? Bittul reshus has to be done to each and every person in the chatzer. And it's a suffix about whether kulchem would work. If they're all standing there. If they're not all there, then for sure it doesn't work. But they all have to be standing there. Next case. Ba'imine Rava Me Rav Nachman. Yoresh Ma'oshi Yivata Rishus. What about a Yoresh? Could a Yoresh be Yivata Rishus? What is the case here? Rashi says that, bottom line, Sheshachach Aviv Velo Erev. You had a father who did not take part in the Erev and he died on Shabbos before the chance to do Bittul Rishus. So can the Yorish do Bittul Rishus? If the father made an Erev already before Shabbos, took part in the Erev, then he died, so then Kiva to Hutra Hutra. Nothing to talk about, right? It works. But the case is where the father did not make an Erev and he died on Shabbos. Tosfos adds in the detail, and the Yorish comes to live in the Chatzer on Shabbos. Can he then be Mevatel Rishus? The Rashba says, even if he doesn't come to live in the Chatzar on Shabbos. No. Diras Yehudi is Shma Dira. And there was a Dira here when Shabbos started of the father and it wasn't Mutter yet. So even if the kid doesn't come, you have that question. That's the Machlokas between the Tosfos and the Rashba here. But either way, can the Yorish be Mevatel? So, Heicha di'i boi la'aruve me esbol, matzi ma'arev, maybe we should say, where you could have taken part in the Erev yesterday, so then, bitulanami matzi mevatel. If you could have taken part in the Erev and you didn't, but we'll still allow you to do bitul. Meaning, that shows you that you had jurisdiction when Shabbos started. Aval hai, but this son, this Yoresh, kivan di'i boi li'aruve me esmol, lo matzi ma'arev, lo matzi mevatel. Do we say you can't do bitul because you have to have ability to do Erev in order to do bitul? Do we say that? Odilma, or do we say no? Yoresh kare di'avuahu. The Yoresh is literally the lap of the father. He steps into the shoes of the father, and he can do whatever the father could do. So Amar le, ani omer mevatel, v'hani de Shmuel tanu, ein mevatel. Machlokes, I say it's okay, and de Shmuel say it is not okay. Period. The Achronim here, the sort of Zilberstein, the Chashuk Yechemet here, and Rav Schechter quotes in the Eretz Tzvi, we've mentioned this in a number of times in the past, and that is, there are two ideas when we talk about the concept of Yerusha. We're talking about a Yoresh. The Pashtas usually, 90% of the time, Yerusha means a monetary relationship where the children, Yarshin, and they accept and they get everything from the father. Right? That's what Yerusha normally means, 90% of the time. Right? They get from the father. Derech Agav, this is one of only two mitzvos, maybe there are more, two I can think of right now, that a person can only do after they die. Right, Yerusha is one of them. You can't do Yerusha, you know, while a person's alive. Yerusha is one of them. And number two is Puravu. Because Puravu, the poskim say, Lamaisa, that a person is only Yotzei Mitzvah Puravu, when they die and their children, they die and their children have had children. We know you have to have a boy and a girl according to what we poskim, and you have to have a boy and a girl grandchildren also. Right, all from each, but the details are worked out. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Aleph and Evan Ezer, and the Aruch HaShulchan expands on it also, but it says that, it's a mitzvah that's out of a person's control. If a person lives to 120 and their children, you know, die at 110, you know, they're not yotze the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that's held in abeyance. It's kind of al tznai until 120. But that's the another one. But either way, so Rav Schechter explains here in Eretz Tzvi, on page Reish Chav Gimel, but the Rav Zilberstein says the same exact thing right here, that there are two ideas of Yerusha. Number one is the monetary, the money going down. Number two is brakara davua, which is the lashon of the Gemara used here. What does that mean? There are some halachas which aren't, it's not shayach to talk about Yerusha. It's not like you yarshin an asset. No, it's that you step into the shoes of your father. You go up instead of the assets coming down. The child goes up. For example, Eved Ivri is not Nitan B'Yerusha. If there's no son, and Eved Ivri does not go to anybody. But if there's a son, he goes to the son. Eved Ivri, Yoresh is a ben. Why? That's not a din of Yerusha. It's a din of Brakara Davua. The son steps into the shoes of the father. And Memela, he is in charge of his Eved Ivri. Again, there are various examples of this. This could also be the halacha Baal Yoresh is Ishto. Machlokes, Daraisa, Drabanan. Whether a husband yarshins a wife. So what is that? A husband really gets the assets? This is the only Yerusha that's not blood. It's not a blood relative. Usually it goes through the blood relative. A husband getting it from a wife, that's a different type of Yerusha. And that's why it might be there are different halachas between Yerushas Abal and all the other Yerushas. We discussed this back in Bava Basra. But that also might be brakara davua, the husband stepping into the shoes of the wife and not yarshining it. Again, there's a lot of examples of this, but that's this example here, because is this an asset that's being yarshined? No. The Gemara is asking in terms of stepping into the father's rishus and asering in terms of the chatzer. That's the question. So it's not a regular case of Yerusha. There is the case discussed in Rav Zilberstein. Interesting. There was a gemach, and there was a long line. You put your name down for the gemach to get certain types of money, get loans from the gemach. So the father put down his name in order, because he knows this child is getting married soon, and he wants to get a loan. So he puts his name. So he's getting closer and closer to his name on the top of the list, and the father dies. So does the son have the rights to get his name there? Does he have to go to the back of the line? So again, it's not an asset in the normal way of Yerusha, but do we say brakara davua? So again, you have this by by rights. What about bar mitzvahs? If you have a father who's a bal korei, who's a bal tokei, who's a chazin, right? So that who's a kohen gadol, rebbe. Right? A rebbe. Well, the rebbe, there's no machlokas. It always works with the rebbe. But there's machlokas him, who is the kara davua sometimes. But I'm not going there. But in terms of in the post, can talk about the chazaka bar mitzvahs, big discussion. So again, you have this idea of Yerusha, which is not really Yerusha. Okay, let's continue. Eisve, just finishing up. So we have a brisa. Zeaklal kol shemutter l'miksa Shabbos, hutter l'kol haShabbos. Anything that's mutter for the first half of Shabbos continues to be mutter. V'chol shenasa l'miksa Shabbos, nasa l'kol haShabbos. V'chutz mi'mavata rishus. The only thing that could become mutter on Shabbos is somebody who's mavata rishus on Shabbos. As we said, bittul rishus works on Shabbos. So what does each of these lines mean? Kol shehutter l'miksa Shabbos, mutter l'kol haShabbos. What is that including? Kegon irev derech haPesach v'nisplach haPesach. If you have 2 yards next to each other and there's a door in between, they can make an Erev. What happens if the wall falls down on Shabbos? There's no longer a door in between. So we say, once the Erev worked, it worked, and now you can still climb over the wall and be the effects of the Erev still work. Zeha klal lasuye. What is the zeha klal line including? Mavui shenitzlo karosav alachayav. If somehow on Shabbos, right, hearkening back to the first parak, the koro or the lechi fell down at the end of your mavui, it's still okay. Once it was mutter for the beginning of Shabbos, it works. Kol shenasa l'miksa Shabbos, nasa l'chol haShabbos. What's that referring to? Kula kagon shnei batim b'shnei sidi rishos arabim. As we've had before, 2 houses on 2 opposite sides of the street. V'ikifam nachrim mechitza b'Shabbos. Non-Jews come and build and make it into a chatzar on Shabbos. No, you can't be mevata rishos now, because once it was usher at the beginning of Shabbos, it's usher. Zeha klal asuye mai. And what's the last line including? If it's usher, it's usher. Without any choices, la asuye meis nachri b'Shabbos. Excluding, if the Nachri died on Shabbos, it remains Usser. Viktania, what's the only exception to the rule that could work, that it's Usser and you can make it Mutter on Shabbos? Mi Mevatel Rishus. Only someone who's Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos. And what do you assume, what does that sound like? Ihu in Yoresh Lo. Only someone who was there can be Mevatel Rishus. But a Yoresh, the Bryce doesn't say that a Yoresh can be Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos. Must be he can't. The Gemara says, no, Ema chutz mi toras bitul rishus. No, excluding from anybody who can be mevatel rishus, including a yoresh. Yoresh might be included in that last line and not excluded. Period. Just finishing up, maybe one more try will fit in. Eisvei echan mi b'nei chatzer shemes. One of the people in the chatzer died. V'hiniach rishuso lechem and ashuk. And he had in his will that this house in the yard belongs to somebody in the shuk, somebody else. Mib'od yom, if he died before Shabbos, oser, that creates an isser, because this other person now owns it, and he didn't take part. Mishach ha-shecha, if he died on Shabbos, eino oser, because kiva to hutra hutra. Echad min, now, what about the opposite case? Ve'echad min ha-shuk she-meis v'hiniach reshuso lechad mi-b'nei chatzer, somebody from the shuk that died, and now somebody who's already in the chatzer has more rights in the chatzer. So mi b'od yom, if he, this is the opposite case, if he done a Friday, eino oser, why? Because he'll just take part in the Erev. He'll just do the bit or whatever it is, whatever he did already. Mishecha shecha, but if he died on Shabbos, oser, it's oser, because he already hadn't taken part when Shabbos started. So the Gemara says, my oser, niftal. What do you mean oser? Why can't he do bittal? He's the yoresh, he's the stand-in. So the Gemara says, you're right, ma oser na mi diktoni achi yavatel. It just means he has to do bittal. not that bittul wouldn't work. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Hashem, next time as we continue here in Perek Adar in the sixth parak of Maseches Erevin.